Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks you for tuning in to Catch the Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarink.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, seeing that's Gary.
That's
right?
Gary. He's back.
I'm back, baby. Here.
And no technical difficulties like last week.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's not even go there, shall we? It was fun, though.
It was fun. It was enjoyable.
Good show. Working with Dan's always fun. He's a fun guy.
Yes.
Okay, so what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news.
You need to know.
That we put on thedailydrift.com. So make sure you're going there and checking it out. See, we snapped right into it, just like that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I went off cue for a second there.
No, you were right on the money. So, yeah, if you want to email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, or you can call into the show, 734-822-1600. We're going to talk about lots of good stuff today, the Trump speech last night. We're going to talk about Korea. We're going to talk about, we got a lot of stuff covered on Linda's show last hour. So Yes. That was awesome. Thank you, Linda and Theron, for giving us that extra hour. It was kind of fun putting on my different persona, right? I can do that.
He's drinking caffeine now. Actually, you're out of water now, right?
Okay, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour. Claves Marina. Rotten dock got you down? Well, get rid of that old nasty dock because it's breaking your back. Get something new. That some of the stuff that they've got nowadays makes it so easy to put in. We've been buying some at our little marina slip that we have at our house, and they've got the wheels on it and everything else, and it just rolls right in. So spend that extra money, upgrade your dock, and get something that'll last you a lifetime. You can reach them at 734-426-4532. That's 734-426-4532. They're located in Pinckney on McGregor Road. Or you can go to clavesmarina.com. That's K-L-A-V-E-S marina.com. Great people, great place. Ryan's out there. That's who I deal with most of the time. Good place. Go to Claves Marina and get yourself some new dock. But they also do boats. Sell boats, lay up boats for fall, you name it. They do all that good stuff.
Now, you think about this. You take the boss out, or you take an important customer out, client, and you want to take them on a boat ride.
Yes.
And you know where to step on your dock, but they don't. You forget. That could be a bad thing to do, so definitely get that dock taken care of.
You're looking at your boss, and he's got his leg up to the knee in the dock. You're like, yeah,
and the carper nibbling
that.
At his toes. Yeah.
That's right. That's terrible stuff. All right. Well, I wanted to start with something local, right? Just to get this off my chest, because if I don't do my part, then I have failed in some way. Ron Dazette is a 74-year-old man who lives in my township, Northfield Township, and you've probably heard this on Theron's show before. And I met Ron years ago. He won't remember me, but I actually worked for the township part-time years ago. They paid me $25 to go out and take new pictures for the assessor's office and take some measurements, right? So I would go out and meet people, and they're like, what do you want? I'm here from the assessor's office.
I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help.
Get off my property. I don't want you. No. Most of the people were very kind, especially when they knew who I was, right?
Well, they didn't have a still. That's the ones that had the still that were.
Yeah. And I actually went to his property, and his property is like way up. It's on a hill. It's at a corner of an unbusy intersection. You can't see anything on his property, right? And he had all these cars in on his property, in a barn and stuff, you know. And super nice guy. And I said, what do you do? He goes, I just collect them. You know, it's me. It's what I do. I like cars. I work on some of them. I fix them, you know. So he's not running a junkyard, right? It's his own personal collection. He bought them for whatever reason.
He enjoys trees growing out of the hood.
No, I didn't see any like that were that bad, right? I mean, most of them were in reasonable condition.
It's
right?
Art.
Maybe it's art.
It's performance
maybe
art.
That's what he should say.
Yes.
I'm an artist.
Yes.
Anyways, Ron does that. So it's Northfield Township, where I've lived since 1996. And I guess I understand we have laws. We're a nation of laws. And if laws are being broken for some reason, I understand that. This man's had them there for decades, right? He's been collecting, you know, his cars for decades. He's not selling parts and stuff out of them. And recently, well, I shouldn't say recently, since I've lived in Northfield Township way back in 96, it's always been not customer friendly. And when I say that, it's not because it's a business. Government kind of is a business because the customer is the taxpayer and the citizens who live and vote there. And they've never – it doesn't matter whether it was people that I elected or people that I didn't elect. They've never been very customer-oriented, right? They open up the township offices after we all go to work. They close the township offices before you get off work. And so how are you supposed to get in and ask a question, file a zoning permit? You got to take time off work. That is not customer-oriented. And I'm sure it's not just Northfield Township. I'm sure most local townships are like this. Ooh, because we're going to get in late. We're going to leave early. We're going to take our hour lunch. And you know what? That is not what government is for.
Sounds like a feudal society.
We work for them. That's what it's coming down to.
And they are the yes. lords, yes.
Yeah, and I'm getting tired of it. You know, Northfield Township, and I've spent time, lots of time and effort trying to get good people to run for office there. You get them in, and then they kind of get all lackluster. You know, I voted you in to be the change maker. Give me one day a week where the township office is open late enough for us, the average taxpayer, to get in and utilize the service. Pay our bills, ask a question, do whatever.
Secretary of State does that.
Secretary of State does that. Thank you, Ruth Johnson.
Or have a Saturday off or a Saturday morning something. Do something.
Yes. Do something for the people that pay your bloody salaries. You know what I mean? That's what aggravates the crap out of me. And so in this instance, yes, Mr. Dawzett is breaking whatever law or ordinance because I'm sure we had a zoning ordinance, went in 71, whatever, and I'm not sure how that plays all into this.
Because he should be grandfathered.
I don't know that he beats the 71 or – I don't know. But here's the point. So they have this ordinance officer looking for the most inane issues to take care of. And yet if you drive downtown Whitmore Lake, which is Barker Road and Main Street, the buildings there look like crap. We've got one with a blown-off roof and a blown-off fascia, and there's no blight ordinance officer in there saying,
fix that
because you make our township look like – garbage. Yeah. And yet this blight ordinance officer is bothering this 74-year-old guy on a piece of property that nobody knows until now. And the radios are out. The radio stations are out there talking to this guy. The TV stations, Steve Garagiola was out there doing a video of this, bringing all kinds of bad publicity to the township. And yet take a drive. And I'm going to tell, if they do a follow-up on any of these local TV stations, take a drive to downtown Whitmore Lake, which is Northfield Township, and look at the piece of crap buildings down there that this ordinance officer is ignoring.
But it's an eyesore to the private pilots who have
up
to
in the
fly
sky,
overhead.
Right?
Yes, they're like, what?
Well, they don't know.
You know, I see this as an investment for his descendants here. He's saving these autos till they become – they're all classics. They're all going to become
many of them
high value, and he's just storing them there as an investment. Some people buy gold.
Yeah, I think the rule they're saying he's violating is no outside storage, blah, 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 you know, and God knows it would cost them way too much money. Mm-hmm. But they went at it and said, you need to get these things 20 cars a month out of here. I don't know that 20 cars is reasonable. He's a 74-year-old guy. I don't know that the used car market is that good that you're going to be able to sell these things off. And some of them are quite unique. They are valuable. But it just bothers me that they're making a big stink about this old man, right, and his property that nobody can see, nobody even knows it's there until now because of the media. And yet they allow publicly the downtown area looks like crap. You know, nobody in the township is telling our county commission to come out. How about you send a street sweeper up once a year? And get the stones and dirt and stuff off, you know. And I blame some of the property owners who don't, you know, clean up their own gutter. I mean, we used to all do that, right? But a lot of people don't do that anymore. But I haven't seen a street sweeper in Whitmore Lake in 6, 7, 8, 9 years. I used to live right on Main Street. We used to have them once a month. Not anymore.
So I'm not cognizant of this. Whitmore Lake is in Northfield Township?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. People don't, they say Northfield? No, Northfield.
Yeah, Northfield
is
yeah.
really Whitmore Lake, right?
Like Tom from Northfield, who calls into Dick's show, and
yeah. yes, it's Northfield Township. But
we should be listening to this
Lake.
Show too.
Yeah.
But
at one point years ago, there was talk of doing a little village of Whitmore Lake, and that kind of fell through because people didn't want to have high taxes. But brings up another sore spot for me. Northfield Township, as I recall, it may have changed recently. We were second highest taxes in Washtenaw County at one time.
Mm.
Yeah, brutal, and it's our own fault. We paid the money to the school district to have a nice new high school.
That now you got to rent out to neighboring.
And now we have to rent out. But big, beautiful new high school. The same people that voted in that giant tax increase to build a nice are the same people that said, oh, we don't want 400 homes across the street from that big new school where that empty farm field is. I was about ready to lose my mind back in the day. You know, I was.
I remember that discussion. I remember hearing it on I think Theron's show. I think there was talk about that.
I'm sure we did. Yeah. Back in the day, it was ugly because we got this group of nitwits out there who, newbies, right? Not in my backyard, nimbies. Mm-hmm. You know, they move into town for the little 5-acre hobby farm, and then they want to close the door behind them and not let anybody else come in.
People who move in Plymouth next to Metatel Airport and then want to shut it down because it's a noisy airport.
Exactly.
Move next to the gun range out in Saline, Tri-County, and they say, oh, by the way, that's too loud.
Yeah. I mean, the township is spending all this effort on this dude, paying a lawyer some exorbitant amount of money to sue this guy and make life miserable for him. In the meantime, we've got a research, technology, and manufacturing district that's sitting empty because our taxes are so high that nobody in their right mind is going to bring a business there, right? And we've got the first three exits north of Ann Arbor, which should be the three most commercially built-out exits anywhere and bring in tons of money into the township.
But with no roundabouts.
Well, we're getting them now,
but
they don't want that commercial business, and then they complain about money, and let's raise the taxes some more. Hey, the stupidity in Northfield Township is absolutely astounding. It really is. So I'm off my soapbox. I just wanted to bring that out there. It's a chance for me to bang them over the head.
Well, you know,
say,
this is America, though. This is America. You get the government you vote in.
You do.
You get the government you deserve.
It was the choice of picking between dumb and dumber. You know, mm-hmm. I went with the dumb instead of the dumber. Last time around, but yeah, it is what it is. So I can't complain. Derek, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into your topic.
Oh, cool.
The
Finally.
Trump game. Yes, yes. We're getting into that, and that'll take a few minutes. So we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
On the terrifying night of November 8th, 1938, Germans destroyed what they could of the Jews. Synagogues were burnt to the ground. Thousands of Jewish businesses and homes were destroyed. 91 Jews were killed and 30,000 more were thrown into concentration camps. That night is called Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass. Earlier that year, with anti-Semitism growing in Germany, the U.S. Congress proposed a refugee bill that would allow the Jews to move here. Franklin Roosevelt had that bill killed. 8 days after Kristallnacht, Congressman Charles A. Buckley proposed the Alaskan Development Bill. This would allow the Jewish refugees to move to and develop Alaska. Roosevelt again turned his back on the Jews and said no. From that time on, Hitler went on a killing spree and killed two-thirds of all the Jews in Europe. Over 11 million people were killed in the Holocaust. If we are to learn from history, we learn we can't afford another president turning his back on the Jews. I am Pastor Richard Dietering, bringing you another moment of clarity in American history.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with the Current newspaper.
Wellum's home above him, and it's fine to see. But I came to love you anyway. So you tore my heart out.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, I'm liking that music. Keep playing it. It's like being put on hold, and you like the music, and you're hoping they don't answer the phone right now.
I would like to be a DJ. I'm just, if they, Ron and Linda, are listening, maybe one of these days I can get that night show, right?
A sub for bone conduction.
Yeah, I don't think they, Ron, will ever give me it.
No.
My taste in music is not that good. But, well, let's take care of our sponsor, Dalton Environmental Cleaning. It's wintertime is coming. It's right around the corner. Fall is here, cooling down.
Hard to tell today.
You're going to be turning on that furnace, guarantee me, in the next 2-3 weeks, right? Make sure you get your ducts cleaned. Breathe the difference with Dalton Environmental Cleaning. Got 20 years of quality guaranteed air duct cleaning. It was a $25 coupon in the Current, CourantOnline.com. Antimicrobial treatment. So you can reach them at 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS or DaltonEnvironmentalCleaning.com. And you've used them.
Yeah. And you have no idea what it's been all summer. Maybe you didn't turn the air on that much. And you have no idea what little critters have enjoyed living in your ductwork. And then you're going to turn that furnace on and find out.
Maybe or a mouse. Imagine having the dead, dried-out mouse in there, right?
And
all the,
there's
all kinds of stuff. But anyways, it's worth the money.
Yeah.
Get them cleaned. You should probably do it once a year, I would think. You know?
Yeah.
Dalton Environmental Cleaning, 877-DALTONS. Good folks, get out there and get those ductwork cleaned. So we're going to start with Trump, right? He did the speech down in Alabama last night, right? And so I'm going to let you... give this to you. This is the handoff.
Okay, now you're going to deal with the Luther Strange part of it.
I just want to ask the questions.
Right? Okay, so right now we're going to the part where Trump went off on the NFL. And Derek, would you play that, please?
Clear what he thinks should happen to professional athletes who protest the national anthem.
We respect our flag. Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a... off the field right now. Out. He's fired.
President in Alabama this morning, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issuing a response saying, in part, divisive comments like these demonstrate an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, our great game, and our players.
Disrespect for the NFL, our great game, and the players. The whole point was not the respect shown towards them, but the lack of respect that they show for our, as Trump put it, great nation by not disciplining people for having shown disrespect to the United States.
Yep.
Let's put this in the balance. Respect for the United States, respect for the NFL, its players, and the game. I don't know. I'll go for United States way over that.
Yeah. Well, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know what? Mr.
That's
Goodell, you are a piece of... You're a hypocrite.
Easier, we'll have to beat you just like we beat the president.
I was
going to
go off, but I won't. I'm going to remiss myself a little bit.
The last hour had a modifying effect.
Mr. Goodell, you allow these hypocrites to kneel during the national anthem. They're disrespecting the flag, the Constitution, our country. Every military man and woman in uniform and who has passed giving their lives for the country. Don't talk to me about respect, Mr. Goodell. You are disrespectful when you don't hold those players accountable.
Yeah.
And who's the Dallas owner? He's the one that's kind of stood up, though, right, Derek?
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, I think, is the only one I've seen so far that said, you will stand or you won't be working for the Dallas Cowboys.
I only heard that comment once and I couldn't follow up on it. Derek, what do you know about that? Can you elaborate?
On what again?
On Jerry Jones and
Jerry
his
Jones
stand.
I haven't really been following what he's been saying all that closely. I've been focused mainly on the Detroit Lions right now, and they actually some of the players were kind of upset about Trump's comments as well, but I didn't get anything in particular.
Yeah. Have the Lions guys been kneeling, or have they all been standing?
As far as I know, they've all been standing. I haven't heard about any of them kneeling.
As they should. Because
and they're winning two games in a row for it. Yeah!
You know what? Don't disrespect the country, our flag, the Constitution, all the military men and women who have given their lives for us because you don't like Donald Trump.
To protect a system that you get to make millions of dollars from by playing in this silly little game. Sorry, Derek. This silly little game out there once a week practicing. You make all these millions of dollars and you can't even show respect for the system. And that's what they're protesting. The system, right? The same system that allows them
To become millionaires.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Don't, Colin Kaepernick.
It's not fair.
You are so underprivileged, aren't you, young man, Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. You know what? You're a piece of human garbage, fella. That's what you are.
He's showing disrespect to his own parents by doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to China. Go live in Mexico. Yeah. Find somewhere else that will pay you millions of dollars for sitting
on
the bench.
Go live in Venezuela. And they could use your money. They'll tax you to death there.
Well, let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester who wants to go backtrack a little bit. We're going to talk light ordinance. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Did we lose
Jimmy? Hello.
Hey Jimmy. Go ahead. It's you're on the show.
Wait a minute. You had phone problems last week, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, Dad. I think this thing sucks.
Cheap Korean phone, right? In a convertible.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we had the same kind of issue in Bridgewater a few years ago, and they were going to – what killed me about it is selectively enforced. Because when we went to the meeting and said, well, what about, you guys own a construction company, and you got all these cars sitting here that you're working on or using for parts cars or whatever. Why are you picking on this one guy?
Yeah,
It's because somebody, the next door neighbor or something, complained. And that's kind of what it boiled down to. And the guy they picked on was this guy that was fixing up a Mustang, and an old, like a 67 Mustang, and he had two or three of them out there he was using for parts. And then he sold them for scrap, when he took all the parts off.
Yeah.
And it was just ridiculous. But because the people that were sitting on the board were doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what it comes down to is just government overreach. You know what? All right, so he's breaking the law. Let's work with him reasonably to get it cleaned up. He's 74. Something's going to happen eventually anyways, right? The old man, he might, God forbid, I'm not saying, but he could pass before he gets rid of 20 cars a month to get rid of 200 cars, right?
His neighbor across the street called in to Theron's show and said, I have no problem with that at all.
You can't see it.
Yeah, you can't.
You can
see
drive
it.
He's on a corner lot, as I recall, or close to a corner lot. He owns some property across the street. You cannot see that from North Territorial, and you can't see it from the cross street.
But this begs a bigger discussion, and I think it's an interesting one. Now, you have people who buy into housing government authorities. Basically, they sign a contract, and you can't paint your house a certain color. You can't, in some cases, hang an American flag outside or a Marine Corps flag.
Don't get me started on that one.
Yeah, you can't have a car you're working on in your driveway. Now, I stayed out of a neighborhood like that. I'm in a semi-rural neighborhood. There are ordinances, and I would not want to see my neighbor let their house get into disrepair because basically my house is part of my retirement investment. For a lot of people, it is. When you buy a home, it's part of your investment. Yeah. So why do I want to see somebody else buy in and then detract from all my other neighbors' investments in their property? It's an eyesore. At what point does the government have the right to come in and say, hey, bring it up to spec? You don't have to paint it a certain color, but bring, like you're saying, the businesses down in Whitmore Lake. Yeah. Should there be some kind of... And I'm not sure Theron would agree with me on this if I'm saying that there should be some governmental control to maintain community standards on housing.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this guy shouldn't remove the cars. I'm saying, you know what, if it's an issue, that's fine. Let's go at it reasonably. He's a taxpayer. Let's work with him on it. But my problem is you've got worse problems in the township.
Right.
And they won't address those that people see every day in the middle of downtown, and yet they're going after this guy that's way out in the boonies and nobody can see his stuff.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They always go after some penny-handy little guy that doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
So let's sue him.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, we got to rock. I appreciate the call. We'll see you all on the other side of the break.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Veyrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Following last night's remark that NFL owners should fire players who protest the national anthem, President Trump now finds himself at odds with the NBA, too.
Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors guard, he said something yesterday that President Trump did not like. He said that he didn't want to visit the White House after winning the NBA championship. Well, President Trump responded to that this morning on Twitter by saying, quote, going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Steph Curry is hesitating. Therefore, invitation is withdrawn.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, in response, NBA star LeBron James called the president a bum in Mexico this morning. Another earthquake.
It was on land, yes. It was a shallow depth.
Paul Caruso of the U.S. Geological Survey. This one centered about 11 miles southeast of the September 7th quake in Mexico City, where officials now say more than 300 have died. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Derek Stone with 60 Seconds on Sports. The Michigan Wolverines football team earned a hard-fought victory over the Air Force Falcons, and now they will hit the road to battle the Purdue Boilermakers this Saturday. Purdue has feasted on two inferior defenses in Ohio and Missouri in their last two games, but now they are going up against an aggressive and dominant Michigan defense. Wolverines linebacker Devin Bush and his teammate, defensive end Chase Winovich, will continue to provide menacing efforts against the Boilermakers offense. As far as the Maize and Blue offense goes, they are still a work in progress, but the big playability of Grant Perry, Kakoa Crawford, and Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to provide enough scoring to assist their high-octane defense. I'm Derek Stone, and this is my 60 Seconds on Sports.
When your major home appliance stops working, do you want to fix it? No. You want someone who knows what they're doing, and that's not you. It's MasterTech. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan for over 30 years. They've been to my house many times and always solved the problem. They do both residential and commercial work and treat their customers and employees like family. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Stop by at 1919 Federal Boulevard in Ann Arbor off Stadium by the post office. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5 p.m. and even on Saturday from 9 to 2. Or call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641. You can also visit their website at mastertechappliance.com. That's mastertechappliance.com. And tell Bill Linda says hi.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey.
Hey. And let's take care of a little bit. If you've got some little bit of excavating, a little dirt yard work that you need to get done, call Diggett Services LLC. Mike Kuzma, 248-789-7619. That's 248-789-7619. Mike is a great guy. He's got some great smaller equipment for excavating, grading.
I'm calling them this week.
Are you?
I need some trenching done along my rat wall, my addition, because of tree roots getting underneath there, and yeah. I need that barrier, and I've been wondering who I'd have, and that's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah. He's got some, like, brand-new equipment, right? So, and he's a good guy, and he's out there doing the mini excavator and skid steer services. So call Mike at 248-789-7619. That's Mike Kuzma. He's the owner and the operator, so you're not dealing with some giant corporation. He's going to be there. He'll work with you. He'll give you the estimate, blah, blah, blah. Good guy, 248-789-7619. Diggett Services, or go to currentonline.com. You'll see his ad on
page
3. How was that?
Ooh. Go to the current. to see this stuff you need.
That's right. TheCurrentOnline.com. Yeah. CourantOnline.com. All right. So we got a call from Gary in Hazel Park who wants to talk about the NFL. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah. His name's Roger Goodell, right? Roger?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's full of it, you know, because what he did is conflated what the president was saying about a couple guys to the entire NFL.
You're right.
And that's crazy, man. I mean, he should have just stayed right out of it, because the NFL is losing market share daily because of their inability to stop these guys from disrespecting the flag, which the flag, as you said, represents the blood of Americans for centuries now, fighting for liberty and freedom. And for these guys to take a knee for any reason, I mean, this is not a valid reason to take a knee, because there might be some police brutality.
That's
if
right.
Police is out there being brutal. Go do it somewhere else where it makes sense. But don't do it on the field when they're playing the national anthem.
Yep.
And one of the other reasons that they think they can get away with it, that would be the football players, is people like John Lewis shoots his mouth off telling the world that our president's some kind of racist Nazi neo Klansman, and Maxine Waters runs all over the place. These are highly placed individuals in our political system, and when they run around shooting their mouth off like that, it gives us all a bad name. And these football players just hear this stuff and they think it's true. Anything's but the truth, you know. Our president is not anything close to a Nazi, like we said last hour, or a Klansman. All that stuff has been conflated by the press and weaponized the press against the president.
Yeah.
Gary, I think what a lot of people have missed here is that last night that speech where he mentioned the NFL was in Huntsville, Alabama, at the Von Braun Auditorium. Now, you mentioned that they call Trump a Nazi, but most people have missed that he gave that speech last night in an auditorium named after a famous Nazi rocket scientist.
Oh, the father of rocketry.
Werner von Braun. No, actually, Goddard was the father of rocketry.
Oh,
but,
Goddard, that's right.
Yeah, but von Braun, you know, was a Nazi rocketeer who came and renounced Nazism, you know, and came and worked and gave us the NASA space program. But, you know, I mean, I'm surprised, really, given as far as the left reaches, that they didn't say anything. Trump gave a speech in a stadium named after a Nazi, you know?
Yeah, which kind of brings us to a point, because I wanted to talk about this, because I haven't been following the Alabama race as closely as I could, right? And so you've got the incumbent,
Right? Well, yeah, okay, if you want to call him.
Strange is the incumbent senator, who's going to be there until 2019.
But how did he get there?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, it's important. I can tell you.
Okay, tell me.
He was appointed after Sessions.
And who was he appointed by?
The governor of...
The former governor, who stepped down because of charges that were being brought before him by who? Luther Strange, the former attorney general of the state of Alabama. So basically, Luther Strange had... Well, I just read The Drift. And... and The Current.
I must not.
Yeah. So what happened was Luther Strange was going to bring charges against the governor of Alabama. The governor of Alabama steps down and appoints Luther Strange to this position. This is why I have a problem with Luther Strange, is how he got there. Okay.
Well, so here's my thing. People are complaining because a lot of the Republican conservative core, right, is looking at Judge Roy Moore, who's a good guy. Right. And Luther Strange seems to be pretty conservative as well. And Trump is like backing him. Trump doesn't have any choice. For the next 2 years, he needs that voice until January 2019. Right.
Yeah.
So he can't just come out and say, yeah, I'm not backing Luther Strange. Well, he needs every vote he can get. He certainly can't come out swinging against Luther Strange.
Well,
like
he could
that.
Have stayed out of it. But you know, Trump
but if
said
you're
something.
Trying to get a vote from Luther Strange, and you need that vote.
Well,
you
that's what Trump said last night.
Yeah.
He said Luther Strange came right out and said he'd give me the vote on health care, without even being asked for it. He'd give me the vote, so I want to reward him with this endorsement. Trump said that last night. Having said that, he also said something else that brought me around a little bit, and that's that maybe Judge Moore, as much as we like him as a conservative, isn't electable against the Democratic opponent. Except that Strange may be. And that's a very important point.
Yeah, I'm not following it closely enough to know what that is. But what else you got, Gary? Anything?
Not right now, no. You guys, take it easy and have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care. Let's take a call from Bob in Ypsilanti. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, hi, this is I'm Colin Kaepernick, taking a knee.
Yeah, go ahead.
I like to think that of his taking a knee was actually genuflecting.
Oh, yeah. He's kneeling to the flag. Yes, it wasn't disrespect. He was actually kneeling to it.
You think?
Genuflecting.
Yeah, he's a good Catholic, yes.
Nice one, Bob. There we go.
Thanks.
All right, what else you got, Bob? Anything? Oh, he's gone. Bob, you still there?
Before you go further, you know, we were talking about what the flag represents, and the flag actually represents the United States, which is composed of the people of the United States. So you're not just disrespecting the flag. You're disrespecting the entire nation, the people.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You're back.
Oh, Bob, you're still there. Okay. Yeah, what else you got, Bob? Anything?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. Calling again.
I think if you looked at his taking the knee as genuflecting, it would render his political statement impotent.
All right.
Well, that's a good thought. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Take care.
Hey, before we take the next call, can I do a little housekeeping?
Yeah.
We were supposed to have Bob Carr on at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
He did not call. So I just want to point that out. It was not, in truth in advertising here, we were not misleading anybody when we said Bob Carr would call in. We didn't know.
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
And two, I meant to ask, I've been meaning to ask Jimmy. He called in a few weeks ago and said that he had a day laborer working for him who was an Antifa protester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we asked, you know, I don't know if Jimmy heard us, but if you're hearing us now, Jimmy, see if you can get this guy to call in. We'd like to interview him. We don't want to, you know, put him down or anything. We just want to find out what motivates him.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a great, Jimmy sent me an email about it, but we haven't gotten anything back from that since then. Let's take a call from Mike Langford of the Guys and Truck Show. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. You know I love this show.
Oh, well, cool. Glad you do, man. We love your show, brother.
Good. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I think that Donald Trump is doing something relatively brilliant right now. He's proving that the American people will choose him over football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, didn't he say that last night about the NFL ratings were going down because people were watching him?
Yeah.
I
think ratings are down. I've been watching the data on this. Ratings are down on television, and stadiums are now feeling the pinch because the stands are looking empty, you know, in a lot of cases at this point. So
we always talked about Obama's different dog whistles that he would do to protesters and everything. This is kind of like a Trump dog whistle that says, hey, man, get on board with America. If you want your business to do well, you're going to have to be pro-American.
Yeah. Didn't Trump say last night that he would hope that people, when they saw that happen, would get up and walk out of the stadium in protest?
Yeah. And I think that's a great idea. I would do it. Now I don't go to professional football games, to tell you the truth. I like college. But like, if I were at a Tigers game, and we had half of those guys sitting down during the national anthem, I'm out.
And I'd boo. Yeah. And I'd boo on the way out.
I would boo on the way out, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's encourage listeners across the country that do that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if nothing else, it's this. You work. You're at work. You know, you are not, when you're a football player, a baseball player, a basketball player, you're on the job. You're getting paid by a man up in the booth who owns that company. And if that man says you will stand while you're on my company time, mm-hmm. you will stand or I will fire you. And so when these owners that allow these guys to take a knee, these owners are endorsing it.
That's right.
Right? It's simple.
It's more than tacit consent. I mean, it is full-on consent. They're saying, hey, we're down with the fight against the American people, man. You know, I'm sick of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great points, Mike. Great points. So I'm glad. And why don't you give us a quick shout-out? Your show is when and where?
Oh, I am Sunday at 1 o'clock. The show is Guys in Trucks. It's a home improvement show like no other. We talk about tools, the trades, and technology in the home.
Yes,
I'm
going to
have a great guest on tomorrow. We're going to talk about technology in the home specifically, some home security stuff. Be a really good time.
Excellent stuff and a great show, and you guys do it with a sense of humor, and it's entertaining too. So make sure you guys check that out here at Wham Talk 1600. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Talk to you guys later.
You too. Yeah, so it just bothers me that the owners themselves are not, Those are your employees, man. Your employees. You are directly responsible for their bad behavior.
I've been in meetings where the CEO or the plant manager will call somebody out and say, hey, what are you doing on your phone while I'm talking?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because you know what?
It's my meeting.
You're on my time.
Yeah.
I know. I'm paying you. You're on my time. What you do outside the stadium on your day off or your time off is your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be a protest. You want to be an Antifa.
Even then, you're getting paid for. You're getting paid for. I mean, if you went out, how do I say this? There are people who suffer because it's in their contract. They will exhibit behavior that will not bring disrespect upon the organization.
And I'm sure it's
typically
probably
you
in those
see
contracts.
That. You know, like, yeah, you go and beat your wife, you lose your job, you know, because you're bringing a stain on the organization.
Yeah. I'm sure these owners have every right contractually to make these guys stand for the national
anthem. They don't. They need new lawyers.
Exactly.
Jeez. Right.
Exactly. Well, if you're looking for something to do tonight, Burroughs Roadhouse in West Brighton.
Yeah.
Burroughs-Roadhouse.com. That's Burroughs-Roadhouse.com. Great food in October.
Oh, don't go to the website tonight. Go to the place, actually.
Burroughs, give the address.
We've got some great coupons. $15 for Sunday brunch. They do a great Sunday brunch. $15 off any four dinner entree. So grab another couple, head out there. They do some great music. They do a lot of fun stuff. Starting in October, dinner and dueling piano packages.
Yes, I'm going to that.
Yes, 810-227-6000. That's 810-227-6000. They open at 11 a.m. daily. And they've got Lotto there, too, which is kind of cool. The last time I was out there having a drink, I bought my lottery ticket, which I always forget to buy. Not that I've won. Right? I haven't won yet. I wouldn't be here, I don't think. I would be. I'd be Skyping in to you from Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
But, Derek, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about Trump's UN speech.
Yes.
We'll see you on the other side.
The Firing Line Indoor Gun Range and Gun Shop offers training at all levels for safe and responsible exercise of your American Second Amendment rights. The Firing Line is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. Firing Line offers classes for CCW and personal protection, league events and training, a state-of-the-art indoor handgun and rifle range, gun rental and firearm sales. Special orders are no problem at the Firing Line, and they're open 7 days a week. The Firing Line staff are all highly experienced law enforcement and military firearms experts. You cannot find a better place to gain the knowledge and experience you need to own and responsibly use a pistol or rifle. See the Firing Line's website for a complete schedule of classes and training available at firinglineguns.com. Ladies, the Firing Line offers Ladies Night. This is a great opportunity for women to get together at the range and shoot with other women, as well as receive assistance from all female shooting instructors. Call the Firing Line today, 734-326-7320, or visit them online at firinglineguns.com.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in the studio, Ed Bondarek, who's taking the vilest of pictures and putting them on Facebook of me, right? At least get a good side of me.
This is video. There is no good side.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to The Drift. And
excuse me, can you scream for the get really red?
You've got to catch me in the natural act of screaming, dude, which we'll get to in a minute. Walter, hang on the phone. I know you're being patient. We're going to get you. But there's something I want to talk about from the Rocket Man speech, right, that Trump gave at you. I had no problem with anything he said at the UN. I kind of thought the Rocket Man was, maybe a little overreach, but I believe he had a reason for doing it the way he did it. So let's listen to this, and then I'll give you my thoughts on it. Go ahead, Derek. Play. You got that one ready? It's the Trump speech from the UN.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary.
You know, previous administrations have referred to him as Rocket Man, by the way.
Have they?
Yeah, I was listening to some sound clips on another show or newscast. And, it's not a new term to refer to him. It's just the first time it's been used in the UN.
Yeah, so, and here's my thing. At the UN, of all places, people want to say it's, though, the decorum. It's the most corrupt bureaucracy on the planet, folks. Stop giving it all that much credit. The United Nations is a pathetic, corrupt, bureaucratic garbage heap, right?
Yeah.
They take all our money. They do nothing with it. They sent peacekeepers to Haiti after the earthquake, and what did they bring?
Nothing.
Disease.
Yeah.
Right? They were infecting the young ladies down there with hepatitis or some crazy disease. The UN does absolutely nothing.
When you think, I love the speech, though, and I think I might have called the Theron show about this. Basically, you have this world government organization that's promoting, basically a one-world government. There's no two ways about that.
Globalists.
Yeah, globalists. And Trump goes in there and he says basically, we're not falling for that. We're this is an organization of nation states, each one with its own interests to protect, and we're going to protect ours. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And
let's be wonderful. Honest. Every other nation on the planet protects itself first. And the only reason they even give us any grief is because they want our money to help protect their interests, right?
Yep.
So all you globalists, you George Soros, you the Koch brothers, whoever, I don't care about you and your globalist ambitions. I care about America. I'm an American. This is my country. I want my people to do better because when my people do better, I'm going to do better. It doesn't matter if I'm selling cars or fruit or anything else. I'm going to do what's best for this country. And finally, we have a president who's got the guts to say that and to say it at the UN.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Israel was, Netanyahu was overwhelmed. He was happy as you could get out. But I think, when you have a bully, an immature, childish bully like Kim Jong-un, how do you deal with that? Whether you're on the schoolyard, whether you're in a bar, whether you're out on the street, how do you deal with a bully? You get right in their face and you give it right back to them. You show you're not intimidated.
Yeah.
And since Trump can't go to North Korea and get in the little man's face and put his finger out in his chest and say, I'm not scared of you. We're not taking your crap. He goes to the UN and and North Koreans were right there in the front row. On the phone, probably texting Kim Jong-un as he's speaking, saying he's calling it Rocket Man again. And that fat little Korean guy was sitting there going, I can't stand that man, So it's what he did, and he did it for a reason. Kim Jong-un is a bully. You're going to treat him just the way you're supposed to treat a bully. Get in his face and give it right back to him. And that's what he did. And I'm okay with that.
Trump is not the first person to threaten North Korea either. I listened to a quote of Colin Powell, where he talked about the opportunity that we might have to reduce North Korea to piles of charcoal, And like I said last hour, I mean, you show that difference of glow, nighttime glow between North and South. That might change. North Korea might be glowing pretty heavy pretty soon.
You know, and I don't wish that on anybody.
No, I don't either.
But here's the point that people are missing. Kim Jong-un is already demonstrating the ability to hit the United States, continental United States, not Hawaii, not Guam.
And threatened to do it. Not just say, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, my point is, those missiles are ending up in the Pacific. Do they have to fall into the Pacific? Or can he already hit Los Angeles, San Francisco? You know, do you want to take the chance of another 6 months or a year when he now has the ability to hit with accuracy Colorado?
You know, the UN comes down on all kinds of people for throwing their trash in the ocean. You know?
That's right.
You can't dump trash in the ocean like that.
That's exactly right. Well, let's take a call from Walter, who wants to talk about Obamacare and John McCain once again being that piece of garbage that he is. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Hey, by the way, Ed, that was a funny, I just caught on to what you said, throwing trash, you know.
Thank you, Walter.
Yeah, where's Greenpeace on that? Yeah. You know, he could hit a whale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might hit a whale.
I'm just saying.
I tell you what, I know time's running out. I know how we can deal with Kim Sung Hong Kong sing-along soon.
I wondered how you're going to handle that.
I know how we can send Ambassador Tattoo Wan Dennis Rodman to deal with him. And, you know, and that's right. And I said it again, Ambassador Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you should say that because last night the young guy that I was talking to, who bends a little toward the liberal side, right, was talking about the United States' best ambassador for North Korea is Dennis Rodman. And I thought to myself, yeah, well, honestly, he's the only guy, he's the only American that can probably walk in and walk out of North Korea without going to prison, right? Yeah.
Well, if Dennis Rodman and his boys that went there once to entertain Hong Kong sing-along Sue, if he didn't entertain them, and it doesn't matter if you tap dance or not for Kim Hong Kong sing-along Sue, tap dance, you know, stereotype black, you know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. If they wouldn't entertain him with sports, he would have killed them and assassinated them too. So that's how I deal with that. But let me say something about John backstabbing McCain.
Go.
This crook is the reason we got Osama Obama in the first place.
Yeah.
He's the reason. If it wasn't for Sarah Palin, he probably would have got on a scale of 0 to 10, -1 million.
Yeah.
In the polls. But anyway, this guy was predicted he was going to be a backstabber. And by the way, we don't have to call it Obama Never Did Care anymore. You know what it's called now?
Tell us.
Jimmy Kimmel Care.
All right, well, that's the end of the show.
That's good. That's the best you've
Walter,
done.
As always, man, that's a great comment, great call. We'll talk to you later, brother. Take care.
Okay, bye.
And for the rest of you, go to thedailydrift.com, and we will see you next Saturday here at Wham Talk 1600. Take care.
God bless.